राधामाधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचरी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जय राधा माधव। ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पदितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेश तनया तद्धाम वृंदावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधुवर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रमाणममलम् प्रेमपुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्यमहाप्रभो द्रादरो नापरः आनन्दलीलामय विग्रहाय हेमाभदिव्यच्छविसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। वंदे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंदो सहोदितो गौरोदये पुष्पवंतो चित्रो शंदो समोनुदो। नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रच ವಿಚಾರಿದೆ. ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿನೆ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ.
ಮಿದಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮನಂದೇ ಹರಿ ಮಾಧವ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ರೀಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 23rd ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 31. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್. ಯಯಿದಂ ಸುಮಹತ್ ಪುಣ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ವಹಿತಃ ಪಠೇ ಶ್ರಾವಯೇತ್ ಶೃಣುಯಾದ್ವಾಪಿ ಸ ಪೃಥೋ ಪದವಿಂ ಯಾತ್. ಯಯಿದಂ ಸುಮಹತ್ ಪುಣ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ವಹಿತಃ ಪಠೇತ್ ಶ್ರಾವಯೇತ್ ಶೃಣುಯಾದ್ವಾಪಿ ಸ ಪೃಥೋ ಪದವಿಂ ಯಾತ್.
ಹಿತಾಪತೆ ಶ್ರಾವಯ ಶೃಣುಯಾದ್ವಾಪಿ
Any person who describes the great activities of King Prithu with faith and determination, whether he reads or hears of them himself or helps others to hear of them, is certain to attain the very planet which Maharaj Prithu attained. In other words, such a person who returns home to the Vaikuntha planets, back to Godhead. Purport. In the execution of devotional service, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho is specially stressed. This means that bhakti or devotional service begins by hearing and chanting about Vishnu. When we speak of Vishnu, we also refer to that which relates to Vishnu. In the Shiva Puran, Lord Shiva recommends Vishnu worship to be the topmost worship, and better than Vishnu worship is worship of the Vaishnava or anything that is related to Vishnu. The fact is explained herein that hearing and chanting about Vaishnava is as good as hearing and chanting about Vishnu. For Maitreya has explained that anyone who hears about Prithu Maharaj with attention also attains the planet which Maharaj Prithu attained. There is no duality between Vishnu and the Vaishnava, and this is called Advaita Jnana. A Vaishnava is a important as Vishnu. And therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote in his Guru Vastak, Sakshadharitvena samasta shastrai uktastatha bhavetayeva sadvihi kintu prabhoya priya evatasya vande guru sri charanarvindam. The spiritual master is honored as much as the Supreme Lord because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and is followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who is a bona fide representative of Sri Hari. The Supreme Vaishnava is spiritual master, and he is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said that sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant the names of the gopis. Some of the Lord's students tried to advise him to chant the name of Krishna instead. But upon hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry with his students. The controversy on this subject reached a point that after this incident, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyas because he was not taken very seriously in his grihastha ashram. The point is that since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted the names of the gopis, worship of the gopis or the devotees of the Lord is as good as devotional service rendered directly to the Lord. It is also stated by the Lord himself that the devotional service to the devotees is better than service offered directly to him. Sometimes the Sahajiya class of devotees are interested only in Krishna's personal pastimes to exclusion of the activities of the devotees. This type of devotee is not a very high level. One who sees devotee and the Lord on the same level has further progressed. Yayidam sumahat punyam shraddhaya avahita pathet Shravayet shanuyad vapi saprito padabhim iyat. Any person who describes the great characteristics of King Prithu with faith and determination, whether he reads or hears of them himself or helps others to hear of them, is certain to attain the very planet which Maharaj Prithu attained. In other words, such a person who returns home to the Vaikuntha planet, back to Godhead. Prithu Maharaj ki. Maharaj Prithu's going back to home is the topic or the chapter. And in fact, this is the last in the series of some 10 or so chapters that has glorified Prithu Maharaj. This is at the end. It's time to
say the Shruti Phal. Phal, Patram Pushpam Phalam. Phal is fruit. Shruti is hearing. The benefit of hearing, the glories, glorious activities, we could call them pastimes, is Shaktavesh Avatar. So, Yayidam, one who, now we are assembled here, refers to many of us. One who, he says, but here we are, many of us. Yayidam sumahat punyam. Shraddhaya avahitaha pathet. Well, first of all, the pastimes of the Lord are punyam, sumahat punyam. Not just ordinary punya, but sumahat punyam. It's not just pious, but of the highest degree of piety is involved in descriptions of the pastimes and the greatness of Prithu Maharaj. God is great. Everyone says that. God is great, God is great. But they cannot explain it, Srila Prabhupada. They can't say how God is great. Everyone says God is great, God is great. But here you get to know, hear, read, and speak about also the greatness of God. Prithu, word Prithu, or name Prithu means great, wide or expansive, the great, really the great. The meaning of this word Prithu, the name Prithu. So his pastimes are punyam. And then one who patheth, one who reads them, studies them. Reading is one thing, but then studying is yet another thing, right? One reads the newspaper. But deeper reading, absorbed reading is studying, becomes studying. Of course, some people do study newspaper. Some people study newspaper. And they may read Bhagavatam. They do study. And sometimes they even sit down and... One person was reading newspaper and he was stopping and his comments were going on. Then he would read a little more and some more commentaries and really scrutinizingly studying. And the businessman, from time to time, whenever there's no customer, they immediately go to the newspaper. They may be studying. So the pastimes of the Lord, they should be studied, patit. And then patanam. The brahmanas, they hear or they study and then they teach. So that is what is being talked here. Shravayat shranuyat. Shranuya, they hear, they study, they hear and shravayet, and then they share that. Jare dakho tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. But they have heard before.
They have studied those pastimes before. And how? Shraddhayaha. The study or the hearing is with Shraddha. With faith and Abhahitaha. With great attention. And if there is no faith, there won't be attention also. And there is no faith, so you don't pay attention. But if there is a faith, then there is attention also. No faith means you are doubting. Then what happens to the doubting person? Samshayatma vinashyati. Is not benefited. Is destroyed. Destruction takes place in a doubting person's mind. Doubting. The Shraddhaya Abhahitaha. How to hear? How to study? With faith and with attention. Shravaye Shranuyad Api. Saprito Padabhimiyat. By using the word api here, meaning also, someone else and also another person. So what has happened? For the first person is Prito Padavim Iyat. Prito Maharaj went back to Godhead. He attained that Padavi, the topmost Padavi, he attained. And then one who hears, one who studies, one who shares, induces others to hear this pastime, api. That person also goes back to Godhead. Not only Prithu Maharaj went back to Godhead, but by hearing his pastimes, his activities, the hearer or the student of those pastimes also, api, goes back to home, returns home to the Vaikuntha planets, back to Godhead. So that's the fall, that's the... Anything better we wish to achieve than that? The best fruit one would get. The hearing has to be how? Shraddhaya avahitaha. With faith, with attention. Hey, what happened? There was a big Bhagavad Katha was taking place, and at the end of Katha, one helicopter, one aircraft landed and signaled, "Hey, you, come forward." That person climbed up the steps and he put his belt on, and the aircraft was about to take off. But the speaker, Gokarna, this is described in Padma Puran, the greatness of Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Mahatmya, describes this pastime. So as the Haridasas, the air host, there were no air hostesses. There was an air host, Haridas. And the speaker said, "Hey, wait a minute! So thousands heard my recitation of Bhagavatam, but only one person goes back to Godhead. What happened?" Same speaker, same Bhagavatam, same place, everyone heard. But only one person you are bringing back home. what has gone wrong? And that time, this Haridas, the one who had come to bring that one person, he said similar things. You know, we found one person was hearing with faith and with full attention, and he was hearing very desperately. He was drinking, he was, and not just accumulating that, but assimilating. And he was not just gathering information, but he was getting transformation also done in his consciousness. And especially the Haridas has added one special, they made a special observation, that this person was doing mananam. After hearing, as everyone else walked and immediately they were on the mobile phones and calling Moscow, calling London, calling. But this person did mananam. He was contemplating. He was bringing the same subject matter back to, well, his mind, thinking, feeling, willing, and he was digesting it, assimilating it, making that as his property, making sure it is registered and stored and it is with him now for all the time to come. He was doing mananam. And that is why we chose this one person. And we are bringing him back to home. But he said, well, if you want everyone to go back to Godhead, no problem. You could organize another Bhagavat recitation and let them follow these conditions. We'll come with a jumbo jet. And that is what happened, in fact. This Gokarna, another Bhagavad recitation, and everyone heard how Shraddhayaha, Abahitaha, and other. And they did Mananam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, then Vishnuho Smaranam, that is Smaranam also. Oh, that resulted, Shravanam Kirtanam resulted in Smaranam, and they contemplated. And at the end, there were lots of planes, and everyone took their place and back to home. Prita Maharaj, anyway, today is quite a day. Not only we have time to recite or hear Bhagavatam, and there's so many nice points in the purport Prabhupada has made. But on the top of that, today is the Kirtan Mela. Okay. The Kirtan Mela has started, or today is officially the first day of Kirtan Mela. First day of Kirtan Mela in Mayapur. And today is also the inaugural day. ISKCON's Mayapur Vrindavan Festival is getting inaugurated today. And today is the 40th anniversary. Are you doing calculation? First one was in 72. And 40 years. Today is the 40th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's Mayapur Vrindavan Festival. Okay. And today is also
Srimad Krishna Goswami Maharaj's 10th anniversary, disappearance anniversary, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's anniversary, and like that. I wish how many mouths I would require. And didn't have much time. talking of Prithu Maharaj, that he had come to Mayapur. You did not know? He had come. Someone in the crowd knows. Probably go back to God here, anyone knows. He knows and remembers and is contemplating. Yeah, the Prithu Maharaj, so many Herculean tasks he had been performing. Great, that's how God is great, Prithu Maharaj is great. And one of his tasks was to level the earth. There was a time there were hills everywhere and the valleys, and as a result, the earth was not very fertile ground, and he was chastising earth for not supplying, and that we have heard. So he was leveling the earth. His team was leveling, and then leveling other parts. The team had come to Mayapur with their bulldozers. I don't know what kind of equipment they were using for leveling, or they were just chanting mantras. I don't know how they were doing. But they were leveling, So as they reached the borders of Mayapur, and as they were about to begin their task of leveling this land also, there was effulgence. Brilliant light, like millions of suns, light effulgence. And they reported back to Prithu Maharaj, and he had come on the scene, and he sat in meditation, trying to figure it out. There was no experience of this kind anywhere else. We leveled Russia, we leveled Australia, we leveled America, why is this effulgence here? What is? And soon, Prithu Maharaj realized, this is the land of Gauranga. And although he had realized, that time he kept that a secret. But one thing was done, they dug a kund or a lake. And that was named after Prithu Maharaj, and that is called Prithu Kund. Next to Yoga Pit or Mayapur, one side is Chaitanya Mart, the other side is Murari Gupta's residence. There's a kund there. That kund is called Prithu Kund. Okay. Well, now it has another name. They call it Balal Dighi. There was a king, Lakshman Sen. He did some further digging and renovation of that kund, and he named that kund as Balal. He named after his father, who was another great king. So now it is known as Balal Dighi, but that still remains the Prithu Kund. The 40th anniversary. That means 40 years ago, that is in 72, Srila Prabhupada
had come with his followers. Some 50 followers had come or were expected. Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter on 18th February to Kshirodakshayi Das, president of ISKCON Vrindavan, and he said, "You may come to Mayapur." And he invited disciples residing in India also to join him. "I think," Prabhupada wrote, "that we shall number at least 50. This was considered a big thing. "My god brother Puri Maharaj will also join with some of his assistants." And finally, there were 70 total, and this was talk of his cause. 70 devotees in Mayapur festival. 70 was a big thing, big number. Now we have 7,000. So as Prabhupada arrived, there was a big sign that said, "Welcome, Srila Prabhupada." And the word Prabhupada was written in even bigger letters. When Prabhupada looked at the sign, Prabhupada sarcastically said, "My god brothers will like it." And they did not like it. There was a big protest later on during the festival. So, and that was the first time Srila Prabhupada came to this land, his own land, ISKCON's land. We had Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj last time with us in 2002. We had a festival. There is to be a pandal and main stage where the construction is on now. So, and we used to have Prabhupada nights. One night we used to dedicate called Prabhupada nights. And they're all senior devotees, including Tamal Krishna Maharaj, was sitting there. And one of the memories of Srila Prabhupada shared was how he was deputed by Srila Prabhupada to come to Mayapur. Srila Prabhupada was in Kolkata and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was sent to Mayapur to complete the land transaction. So that small piece of land, just small piece of land adjoining the Bhakti Siddhant road, he was sharing how it was a property of some Muslim and quite a tug of war and battle and prices going up and down and other competitors Finally, he had succeeded and returned to Kolkata. And it was late in the night, close to midnight. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj informed us how Srila Prabhupada had been waiting. When is Tamal returning? Why is he delayed? Why? Prabhupada was so much concerned. He wanted to get this land and he had given this responsibility to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And so finally, knock at the door and there was Tamal Krishna Maharaj and he placed the signed paper documents on Prabhupada's desks. And Prabhupada was so delighted to know that his ISKCON has an address now in Mayapur. So there was a little hut. It did not look like the way it looks now. It is in much better renovated shape and whatnot. It was just a Bengali hut. Prabhupada stayed there for duration of the festival. And he had to share that hut besides mosquitoes and others. Srila Prabhupada used to use a kerosene lamp, and that was the only lamp, you know, in around with 2 kilometers, many kilometers, just few buildings, few marts and few lights in the middle of nowhere in the rice field by the Bhaktisiddhanta Road, one light attracting millions of bugs and mosquitoes coming, going straight to the light, you know, they're attracted. And then Prabhupada, okay, burn the gober, the cow dung patties that he had recommended, which were keeping most of the bugs. Some smart ones were still coming. And devotees were not experienced with such a smoky situation, and their eyes used to water as they sat with Prabhupada in the kutir. But Srila Prabhupada was undisturbed. About that kutir, Tamal Krishna Gosai Maharaj said, the hut was home for Srila Prabhupada. Even though he had traveled widely and lived in skyscrapers and palaces, Prabhupada said it was the best home. When the devotees apologized for offering him such a humble residence, he said he liked the natural simplicity. Quote, if you build me a beautiful palace, he kindly replied, I would still prefer to live here. And that is where he stayed in that hut. Then hut was divided into two parts. One side was Srila Prabhupada, and the other was this curtain. Another side was Chota Radha Madhav Ki. Yeah. Little Radha Madhav, you see, on the altar, that was Radha Madhav. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastra. It's a, two lords. Radha Madhav on one side and Vishnu and Vaishnav. They are staying the next door. During that ceremony, 5 days, that festival lasted long for 5 days. The perfect question, perfect answer. You remember that book? That Bob Cohen? Some peace. He was there, interviewed, and that became a turned into a book. Srila Prabhupada did the cornerstone laying ceremony during that festival 40 years ago. The hole was dug deep into the earth, and they were going to install Ananta Shesh. Srila Prabhupada was going to climb down with Ananta Shesh. He had Ananta Shesh, all solid gold, small, with a curly tail and a hood. He held on the hand or in the finger our Mataji. This is my book. I did some interviews about festivals. She said, Govindam Adipurusham. This happens to me. Just skip. So Jamuna Mataji came. Also good to remember where we lost her. Srila Prabhupada's very dear disciple,
servant.
So she said, Prabhupada showed that little Anant Sesh to assemble devotees, and he said, this Ananta, he holds all the planets on his hood. Now he is going to hold our project on his hood. So that Anant Sesh is somewhere, other end of this building, and holding this massive building. So that was just a hut those days, 40 years ago, but that hut was the headquarters of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada started this project 40 years ago, and now we could see the shape that it is in now. Okay, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he Gaur Avir Bhav Bhumes from Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarobhoma Jagannathaya Te Namaha. He is known for what? I mean, amongst many, many things, his glories are unlimited. But one thing, in this Pranam Mantra, we remember him as someone, Gaur Avir Bhav Bhumi. The actual birth side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was big, a controversial topic. Did he take birth? Did Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared on this side, eastern side of Ganga, or the western, where now the town is? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur took up this task, and then he took help of his guru, siksha guru, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, carrying in the basket, and walking here, there, was trying to detect which is birthplace, and finally, as they arrived, where present yoga pit, lots of tulsi is there, they used to hear some kirtans going on, and they were not sure why kirtans here, why some tulsi here. But as the team arrived with Bhaktivinoda Thakur present, with Jagannath Das Babaji, who was maybe 130 years old and not even able to stand on his own. So he was being carried in the basket. But he was, you know, whatever was happening to his body, in another plane, he was. So as they arrived there, where Yoga Pete is, he started jumping. Otherwise, it was like this. But immediately started jumping. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. And that was it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur declared, this is the birthplace of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that marked the end of that era, the controversy about whereabouts of the birthplace of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was able to detect that place. Are they waiting for me, or I'm waiting for them? Or and Tamal Krishna Maharaj, 2002, he did lots of kirtans. How kirtan mela is today, it kind of started 10 years ago in his quarters up here in the conch building. And every evening he used to gather all senior devotees, all of us, and there's to be a very extraordinary kirtans, day after day after day after, or night after. Very special kirtans, unforgettable kirtans. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was performing with his god brothers and sisters and other devotees.
And he had been taking bath in Ganga every day. I remember I stay in the back and he used to pass by my room there with his hat. And then last day, as he was leaving, he offered his obeisances to Garuda. He also had said to one devotee, "I'm going back home." Everyone thought he was going back to London, where he had been doing studies, and was right in the topic of his studies or thesis was Srila Prabhupada, was as a theologian, Prabhupada's scholarships and Prabhupada, modern age Gaudiya Acharya, you know, that was his topic. So then he, not far from Haridas Thakur's place, Fulia Gram, he was stopped, not allowed to go out as kind of the Gaur Mandal Bhumi. So before he was to leave the realm of Gaur Mandal, he was stopped there and he entered the pastimes of Gauranga, caught up with Srila Prabhupada on this day. So we miss him dearly. What can we say? He was very close. Right-hand man. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam, as Rupa Goswami had access to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mindset, something like that. Tamal Krishna Maharaj had access to Prabhupada's, what is he thinking and what is on his mind, and he would plan things accordingly also. He did so much. He was with Prabhupada, secretary, servant, and he used to be known for a first, so he was also first one to have his samadhi join Prabhupada, next to Prabhupada, amongst the samadhis. Samadhi was the first samadhi, so during the day there are festivities, memories. I had association from my early days when I was just a bhakta in Bombay. He was my GBC and very firm and strong person. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Okay, I'll stop here. I think it's 7:15. Prindra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prithu Maharaj Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. Jai.